We take pause on this Good Friday to remember what the crucifixion, the passion of the God-man Jesus Christ means and what sort of power is present in that sacrifice. If we look back just upon this century, we see two world wars, the Holocaust and hatred of the Jewish people in Germany and the lands that the Nazis conquered. We have the Rwandan genocide, the deaths at the hands of Pol Pot and the other communist revolutionaries that caused incredible death, Stalin and the other leaders during the Cultural Revolution in China. We see in our own nation 60 million children killed in the womb, one-third of my generation, and across the globe since 1980, over 1 billion abortions, the great plague right now of human trafficking, an incredible exploitation of the poor at the hands of the very wealthy. We know the tide of sexual sin that has come from the sexual revolution and only increases seemingly daily in our day. And we see, even among the Lord's chosen, his religious and his priests, even bishops, an apostasy and a great betrayal of the teachings of the church in this past century. Adding all of this up, we can't fathom the stark darkness, the incredible wickedness and hatred and malice that the human heart is possible of committing when it rejects the Lord and unites itself to the Prince of Darkness. Incredible suffering comes on this Good Friday. All of these sins, just of not only of this century, but of all of human history, from the first sin of our first parents up until this moment, into the end of the ages, every sin that will ever be committed. Our Lord, as God, as I am, today, through his gift to the Father, is able to atone for all of those sins, is able to wash every single one of those sins away, and cleanse the human heart, renewing it in sanctifying grace and transforming it into himself. That is the power of God. He gives himself totally as the infinitely good, infinitely powerful, most august being, and in that gift, every piece of wickedness and sin and evil that humanity encounters is cleansed in the precious blood that flows from his side, in the divine mercy that he pours forth. And indeed, we see in the Lord's providence in this century, St. John Paul II, instituting Divine Mercy Sunday through the revelation of our Lord to St. Faustina, because we need mercy perhaps more than any other time in history. How do we receive that mercy? Well, today we might look at our hearts and compare them to these incredible tragedies and heinous crimes and not see ourselves committing them, but we are privileged. Many of us were baptized as infants. Others have been converted, others are here in faith and goodwill. We have been blessed and given the Lord's gift of Himself, most of us from a very young age, and we have the fullness of the gospel. We have the fullness of His grace in every communion we receive and every confession that we avail ourselves of. And we certainly, if we are honest, can look to our Lord on the cross and pinpoint those times in our life when we have caused Him to suffer greatly, when we have wounded His sacred heart and caused Him great sorrow. And it is good and salutary to recall these times today, even if they are forgiven by that precious blood that flows from His side, the sacraments of the church. We do well to humble ourselves before our God today, who pours out everything for us to cleanse us. How have I wounded the Lord's heart this year? How have I participated in the betrayal of Judas? What graces have I rejected? Have I been faithful to the call to have an authentic prayer life? Have I been faithful to the call to receive the sacraments with frequency and with some fervor? Have I developed my mind to understand the teachings of the church by reading the saints and the teachings of popes and doctors? Have I wounded others by not helping them? Have I ignored the Lord's little ones, the most poor among us? We can see ourselves wounding the Lord's heart, but we have incredible confidence that the Lord's mercy, no matter how far we might feel from Him, perhaps even today, He always pours forth His love upon us and welcomes us back as He did the prodigal son, as He did the woman caught in adultery, as He did and does on this day the good thief. He welcomes us with open arms and says, I forgive you. Your sins are cleansed in my love. So today, in humility, we ask the Lord to forgive us, and we also do reparation for the sins of others, for the sins of our family and friends, for the sins of our nation, for the sins of our church. We offer prayer and sacrifice, fasting and almsgiving today to console the wounded heart of Jesus, that pierced heart, that sorrowful heart. We can spiritually console Him by atoning, by loving, by prayer. May our adoration of the cross today, may our reception of Holy Communion console that heart of the Lord greatly, and may it even bring Him joy on this most sorrowful day. For He rejoices when His sons and daughters come to Him and open their hearts to the Father through the Son. We thank the Lord for His incredible sacrifice today, and we ask Him to cover us in His divine mercy as we pray the prayer that has been spoken many times before, especially in the Eastern Church. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner.